So is it that if a devotee is doing Maushal Leela, fighting with the Lord, then that devotee gets killed as in that demoniac role, then will that devotee also go to impersonal liberation? See, not necessarily. When any statement is made, we have to look at the context and the intent. If we say that every single character in the Lord's Leela is special, yes, they're special, but speciality is of various degrees. So if you say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he delivered thousands of people during his travels in India, wherever he travelled. Now if we say that actually no ordinary soul can interact with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then all the souls who interacted with him were special souls. Then calling him Patit Pavan is useless, because the souls are not Patit at all. They are already Pavan.
Yes.
So then that doesn't make much sense.
Yes.
Now we could say that definitely some of his eternal associates came with him, and many of his principal associates might have been his eternal associates, but many of the people who interacted along the way during his life course, they were ordinary people who were fortunate. Now for their being in that position, there might be some backstory. So for example, I think in the Brahma Vaivarta Puran, there are a lot of stories about how particular demons got particular bodies, or you know, why somebody became a snake, why somebody became a horse, Keshi or Aghasur or whatever. So those are people who were in many ways good people, but they were cursed by someone or they did something wrong, as a reaction they got it. So that kind of backstory might be there, but it's not necessary that every single associate of the Lord, every single demon with whom the Lord fights is his associate come down for Maushal Leela. Generally, it's Jai Vijay. But there's no mention, say that for example, that many of the other demons that Krishna killed, they were his associate performing Maushal Leela with him. That mention that they came for fighting is only for Jai and Vijay, and for the various forms in which they came. It may have happened for other demons, and it may be mentioned in some scriptures, but that is not the only reality. There are demons also who come there and then they are delivered, and for them it is an auspicious elevation to be going to impersonal realm. Devotees won't go there.
But we hear that our sampradaya is coming from Brahma Narad, from Naraji is also one of our acharyas in our sampradaya lineage. So, but Naraji has nowhere seen like chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He always chants Narayan.
Mm-hmm.
Narayan. So, how can he be acharya of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, where Hare Krishna Mahamantra is prominent? He always chants Narayan.